Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on ACAST. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning, or anything else really, to joliecare@gmail.com. Friends of the show, Jaya Saxena and her partner Matt Lubchansky will be joining me for the next month as my co-host in residence. I'm so excited. Welcome back to the show, you guys.
Hello.
I'm actually going to squat and never leave.
Good.
A month,
good.
She says.
The whole thing, I assume by now the listeners have figured out, now that I'm my third co-hosting residency, I assume you guys have figured out that I'm doing what my friends have called regising.
Yeah.
I'm basically auditioning new co-hosts.
Yeah. Okay. And then at the end, we all fight each other.
That's the idea, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
The idea was that I was going to pit you guys all against one another in like a round robin jello wrestling.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. You're
very strong.
And Jaya, I have to tell
I'm
you
very
that
slippery.
Tim Herrera is convinced he's going to win this. And I just like looked at him and I was like,
utter bullshit.
Jaya's going to kick your ass.
He's not scrappy at all.
We're going to cut. We're going to cut wrestling promos.
Yeah.
I'm like
coming for you, Tim.
I'm very excited about this idea now.
Yeah.
I might really have to make this happen. So you guys, Matt and Jaya are going to be here for the next month as my co-hosts in residency. I'm very, very excited. I've been referring to this as the cleanest threesome ever, which I'm sure isn't creepy for them at all.
Oh, no.
We've been meaning to ask you something.
This is a good place to do this, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
I am a unicorn. After this episode, so it's like talking to my brother and sister about this. It's so gross.
It's been like 2.5 minutes. All right. We're just.
After this episode, actually, like we may have to like all just like take ourselves into some sex chamber, because you guys, I want to give you a heads up that because Matt and Jaya are my like friends in real life, and I know I can fuck with them basically. I have picked a very X-rated question for today's show, and I am very, very excited about it.
Today's show, the sex chamber.
Yeah. Before we get into it, I want to remind you that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool records, Jolie. How long have you been reading this damn intro, you idiot? Can't even get it right.
It's the new name for a podcast.
Cool Records.
You guys listen to the Cool Records this week?
Also, I think we're just going to giggle like idiots this whole time. This is probably a bad choice on my part. Sorry to the listeners. The Cool Rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat, the show that is sweeping the nation. Why wouldn't you want to be listening to Chip Chat?
Me and I both shot up like Fonzie thumbs. Like, hell yeah.
Like, no one can see that.
I know. So I'm glad. I'm finally glad. So I've the other co-hosts, like the universal thing about every co-host has been that they universally have mocked my like Italian hand gestures, and apparently I do cleaning charades when I'm recording this. So like,
yeah,
I will charade out like every movement that someone is supposed to be doing, like when I'm giving hand laundering instructions, which is great on a podcast.
Yeah.
Like really great charade content. So I'm glad that you guys are now taking over, and I could just mock you, I suppose. Anyway, you guys, Chip Chat, that you're gonna get that over on Patreon. You can become an Ask a Clean Person the podcast patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. It is the start of a month, so I have some new patrons to thank. I'm very excited about this. Here we go. Thank you to Jay Laney, Laura Snyder, Elise Ileana, Suzanne Villancourt, Paul Ference, Tal Ackerman, Barbara Severin, Kate West. Kate, I got to give you a special shout out because you increased your pledge to $10, and thank you so much for doing that. I really appreciate that. Reminder, if you love me and you pity my poor soul and you want to give me more of your patron money, you can change your pledge at any time. Casey Bridgers, Kim Fuller, Maria, June Park, and then we have one nicest patron. These are the people who pledge a 69 themed pledge.
Nice.
Nice. Thank you. Yes, the nicest patrons. We only have one this month. Like last month there were like 69 of them. So you guys don't forget. I do really love it when you do like the special pledges for me. Thank you to Michelle Weigart. And then we have a sweetest patron. That's the 420 level. Thank you to Rebecca Carter, my stoner friends. So thank you guys for supporting my show. I hope you've been loving Chip Chat. I have been really enjoying doing it. We're going to have some real fun with Jaya and Matt this month in their Chip Chat stint. Yes. Matt's going to get mad about bagel chips.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
To get mad about.
Save it. Hold it. Hold it in your heart.
Keeping it in.
Hold it in your heart.
You got to subscribe for that anger.
All right. We have, I just to give you guys one other warning. We have a doozy of a question. Like I work blue on this show. This is like, even for me, this is so beyond. This is so beyond beyond. If you follow me on Twitter, it's likely that you've seen this question already. This is the Drill Dough episode. I'm going to have Matt do the honors.
Bless. Where is the... I can't read. Oh, hello. Right at the top.
I teed it up for you.
That makes a lot of sense.
Pal.
Okay. Hi, Jolie. At a bachelor party and had some strippers come over to our rental house. They laid a sheet down in the living room for their performance. One of the girls had a lot of spray tan on. Her bare ass was drill-doed. And it's
we'll get to it. We'll
and,
get.
And it's soaked through the sheet on this nice area rug. How do I wash out the spray tan orange in these rental sheets and rug? Thanks.
You guys, the email.
They really missed an opportunity to make like a fun pun name at the end of that.
Well, let's give some context to the email. I woke up on a Sunday morning to this email, which had been sent at 1:17 a.m. Like, it had been sent, like, live from the bachelor party.
Yeah, it's in the present tense. Like, I'm at a bachelor party right now.
I love that, like, you are just in these people's hearts at this bachelor party.
I do, too.
You should have a Patreon level where you give out your phone number for these emergencies. Because this poor sap is gonna have to like wait 2 weeks or whatever until you answer the question. And, like they're just like keep furiously extending the Airbnb and they spend thousands of dollars just waiting. Like they're explaining to their accountant, like, well, this woman, she was drill-doed, and I had to pay all this money so I could find out how to fix it. Wait for this podcast to come out.
We should probably define drill-doed,
please.
To begin with,
yeah.
It is actually exactly what it sounds like.
What is that?
What does it sound like?
It is a dildo that has been attached to a power drill. Yes, I Googled this. So also, I'll give you, I'm going to talk, this question is actually, the answer to this question is really about spray tan removal. And then also, we're going to seg into what to do when you're in an Airbnb or, you know, like staying at a friend's house and you make a mess and you don't have a lot of products and time and like what things you should reach for. So that's what we're really going
to
cover.
And how to get self-tanner off of your dildo and or drill.
And also that. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very important things. The question's really just a hook to talk about all those other things.
Imagine bringing the drill to it.
What if it was already there?
Well, I think the strippers provided it.
Okay.
I think that was one of their own props. Okay.
Good.
Thank God.
So I'll give you a little bit of background on the question. First of all, I wake up on Sunday morning. I've gotten this question. I immediately, of course, screenshot the email and post it to Twitter with like the old Twitter chestnut. Tag yourself. I'm the 1:17 a.m. time. Right? Like, that's to me me was like the thing that just
it's beautiful.
Just like it's beautiful. I was like so fully slain by like this like nice guy emailing with like I can imagine this scene him being like, well, guys, buddies, like pals. I got this.
It's all right. I got someone.
I got a guy. I got a guy.
You know, if anything, 1:17 in the morning feels a little early for that sort of problem. It's like a 3 in the morning email.
Yeah, it does seem like a 3 in the morning email. Well,
Get us together.
The strippers probably left at like 1 a.m., mm-hmm. right? That was probably when they're there.
Immediately.
And then, you know, the guys were like, oh, no. We've got this.
I'm honestly charmed that they're at all worried about what to do.
Too.
That's true.
Great. I think it's great. I feel like most of the reputation
for bachelor parties and like getting strippers is that these are not necessarily like the most thoughtful guys in the world. But I appreciate like it gives me hope for like how they were treating these women, how they're treating their space. I'm like, I hope this is all enjoyable for everybody. Like,
thoughtful and respectful.
Yeah.
Thrill-doing.
A party full of CleanCast fans requesting filling out the form and checking off Drill-Dough.
Well, what ended up happening was the guy apparently follows me on Twitter and saw the tweet and didn't understand what the tag yourself joke was.
Oh, my God.
So I get, like, an hour after I posted this tweet, I get another email, a follow-up from the same guy, and he's like, what does it mean, tag yourself, I'm 1:17 a.m.? And I was like, oh, my God, and then I felt bad.
Oh, no.
Like, so I wrote back, and I was like, oh, like, no, it was just a great email, and it was so funny, and, like, the fact that you sent it at 1:17 was hilarious to me, and blah, blah, blah. I was like, also, like, here's what you do. So normally I don't write back to the emails I get because I get tons of them, and I can't do that. But in this case, I was like, I mean, I just put your email on Twitter for like, you know, likes.
Yeah.
So I suppose
you deserve a reply.
I suppose I could tell you what to do. but the other thing that happened about this was that a lot of people were responding to me. And when I first saw the word dildo, like I thought it was a typo.
Yeah.
And then
for the word dildo.
I just thought it was a typo. Like I just thought it was a like keyboard smash. And then
it was another kind of smash.
And then it was indeed. And then I got curious and I Googled. And no, indeed, Drildo is a thing. Yes, I should have known that. Of course I should have known that.
Yeah.
But I was getting a lot of responses on Twitter from people who were like, what's a dildo? Should I Google this? And I was like, it's exactly what it sounds like.
You could.
Anyway.
Google it. Yeah.
Let's talk about spray tanner.
Yeah.
Stain removal. How about that? for a natural seg.
When this happens to you.
When this happens to you. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing, actually. Spray tan is a thing that it doesn't come up super often for me, but I have been asked about it from time to time. Not under quite these circumstances. but, you know, spray tanner gets, especially if you've just gotten a fresh spray tan,
mm-hmm.
It's very, very easy to transfer that onto your clothes, onto your furniture. I've actually written, I think one of my very, very early Jezebel columns was about someone who got spray tanner all over a white couch.
Oh,
so
God.
Yeah, this does come up. So here's the thing. I got to throw like a tiny, tiny bit of science at you. Mostly to make up for the fact that I've said the word drildo about 69 times already.
Nice.
Thank you. The active ingredient in spray tanner is, I'm going to butcher this, just FYI. It's dihydroxyacetone. Matt just gave me the Mets and Mets hands, which is more commonly known as DHA. DHA. DHA is a color additive. So when you're talking about spray tan, you're essentially talking about a dye stain.
Mm-hmm.
And as longtime CleanCast listeners know, a dye stain likes to be treated with rubbing alcohol. That is what we go to for inks and dyes. That's what we go to when we have pink hair and the pink hair color gets all over your white pillowcase in the summer. Not that I would know anything about that.
No, of course not.
Certainly not. So you want rubbing alcohol. Now, the thing is, when you're talking about a smaller amount of spray tan stain, so like spray tan that's gotten on like the collar of your white shirt or a little smear on the arm of a couch, rubbing alcohol is practical for that, right? Mm-hmm. And what you can do when you're talking about an item of clothing is you can apply the rubbing alcohol to the clothing, rub the stained part of the fabric again. And I'm doing the charades now. rub the stained part of the fabric against itself to work the rubbing alcohol in. Hold it taut under cold running water to flush it out a little bit, and then rub it under the running water again. That's your fabrics that you can like pick up and
put under.
Obviously,
a sink.
It's not going to really work for your couch. If you have a slip cover, you can do that. For the couch, what you want to do is you want to dab the rubbing alcohol onto the stain. And then you want to use a damp cloth with just water to go over it. And basically, you're just going to kind of go back and forth between water, rubbing alcohol with a damp cloth. So that's that. If you're talking about a bigger stain, though, rubbing alcohol may not be as, like, realistic. Mm-hmm. It's one other thing. Hydrogen peroxide also is great. Okay. So either one of the two is great. And it may just be that like you've got it on a fabric that responds better to the rubbing alcohol than to the HP or to the HP rather than I've started calling the hydrogen peroxide HP. Do we like this?
It's your old pal HP.
Yeah, our old pal HP. Do you like it? I think I like it.
Yeah,
I feel
get
like
that.
I'm into it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just want to check. I get insecure.
It's one of your trademarks now.
Yeah.
You know I have a trademark now?
What is it?
I trademark Ask a Clean Person.
Oh, my
good.
God.
Congratulations.
Hey, thank you. Yeah,
amazing.
Came through a couple months ago.
I'll stop selling all that unlicensed merch.
Full disclosure, I have been standing outside the offices here selling Ask a Clean Person t-shirts.
They're oh.
And sitting on like a plastic cooler. Like a Yankee game.
I'm gonna permit Patty you.
Yeah.
I should also add that there is Ask a Clean Person merch now. There are t-shirts. They're awesome. My friend Jackie is doing them. They're on Etsy. If you go to Etsy and you just Google Ask a Clean Person, you will find them. There are three styles, and they are great, and I love them.
Very nice.
Outstanding.
Yeah. We will. We should actually, let's talk about that more in the bonus episode so I can promo those a little bit. I haven't pushed them as hard as yet. I get so insecure about this show. I keep promoing myself is insane. I can't.
People should get the shirts.
It's why I need
shirts.
A co-host again, because yes. I need someone else to do that for, you know what I mean? Like, to make it okay for me to...
As someone who... You sent me the shirt designs a while ago, right?
I did. I showed them to you.
They're all very good. So...
Thank you.
Take it from me, a person who is wearing a shirt.
Yeah. Well, take it from Matt, the person who is an artist.
Mm.
Yes, is the more important thing.
Secondary to wearing a shirt.
Is wearing a shirt.
I own a lot of shirts.
Owner of many shirts and artist.
Okay,
so rubbing alcohol and HP, we've got those, right? We've got this down. Now, you're talking about a sheet. Are you looking at my feet that I took my sandals off?
No, I was gingerly placing my beverage down as to not make a noise.
Oh.
But now I'm looking at you.
And now you notice that my little feetsies are, I don't know what's going on with me today. I'm having a time right now, you guys. You have to just bear with me. It's summer and I'm working like a dog and I shouldn't be. I should be at the beach. Okay, the sheet stitch, long oxy soak.
Okay.
That's going to be the thing, right? Long oxy soak. Because you're talking about like a vast spray tan stain, because this woman was writhing on her dildo. I'm shimmying, you guys. I'm shimmying in front of my friends. I don't know why the shimmy is somehow, like, for me, related to the dildo experience.
No, it's just everyone just picture more of a...
Well, it'd be really
set
hard.
Set the stage. Set the scene.
It'd be really hard to sit still, I imagine, while, like, you're writhing around. That makes sense, because, like, if there's the...
Yeah, I mean,
during the drill
it's a
doing.
Drill.
Yeah, like it's.
I have a drill. I know how fast it goes.
Yes.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Moving along. Here's one other thing about spray tan stains and dye stains in general and stains in general. Sometimes it just requires that you pre-treat the stain and wash the item twice. Sometimes it just takes a second wash. And I would say, and we'll talk about this a little bit more in the second segment when we talk about, like, generally what to do if you're in an Airbnb and you're like, oh, I just destroyed their sheets.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to get, you know, dinged for this. But a lot of times just pre-treating and washing twice and just anticipating that you're going to do that is a good thing. Now, for the furniture, again, as I said, if you've got a small stain, the HP, the rubbing alcohol, those are going to be fine. But if you're talking about a bigger stain, you're probably either going to want to use an upholstery cleaning foam or liquid spray like Resolve, or you're going to want to level up, and this is probably going to be the best thing. You're going to want to level up and use a clean upholstery and carpet cleaning machine. One of those portable ones that that Wirecutter did a great guide on, and you can go and find Rex there. But basically, Bissell makes like 1,000 of these things.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the price for the portable plug-in ones usually starts around $80 or $90. Can go up to like $200 and above, but usually the sweet spot for those machines is about $130. They're the kinds of things like, if you have one stain, don't go out and buy them. But realistically, if you have pets, if you have kids, if you have a lot of parties at your house, they aren't a bad thing to think about investing in. And then there's one other thing you can think about, and this is a tie-in to this whole very dirty episode that I'm doing. which is that I promised you guys that I would give you a review of the $69 handheld carpet and upholstery cleaning machine that I bought. And so here it comes. I like it quite a lot. I'm very happy with it. It's a Bissell thing. It's branded as a pet. And I also wanted to mention this because you guys have cats.
So oh, yeah.
It's a pet thing. It's branded as a pet thing. It's branded as like pet stain eraser. Ooh. It looks like a dustbuster. But it's a wet dry machine. So what it does is it forces cleaning solution into carpet and upholstery, and then it sucks it back out.
Ooh.
Yes, it's very cool. And so the reason that I bought this particular model was because, one, I don't have a lot of upholstered furniture in my house. I don't really have a need for one of the bigger size portable ones that plugs in. I also don't have space to store it, but I did want one on hand, and partly for my own use, but partly because I'm a deviant psychopath, and I wanted to. Yes, you can confirm these.
Yeah,
Matt and Jaya know me very well. They know that this is true. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be able to bring it around to my friends' homes and freak them out by like pulling dirty wash water out of their furniture.
I want one, but I'm terrified of like what our carpet looks like.
I don't want to know.
We
only have like one carpet in the whole house.
We have two.
There's two carpets in the house, one for each cat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that seems right.
And I don't want to know what that looks like. Oh. Now Jolie's not allowed to come over anymore.
Oh, well, the mean to Jolie.
Fine, you can come. I'm just going to frisk you at the door for the weird wet dustbuster.
Anyway, I really like it. The one thing I'll say about it is that the runtime on it is about, they say it's 4 hours of charging for 15 minutes of runtime. I think that I've gotten more than 15 minutes out of runtime out of it. That's not, you know, 15 minutes isn't super, super great, but like it is a great little tool for, you know, especially, I'm going to say it again, if you have kids or if you have pets, like for throwing in the car, for when they barf on the car seat, like, you know, I mean, and for $69, like, nice. Yeah, it's a nice price.
It's a nice price.
It really, really is. So that's the jam about the self-tanner stuff. Like, it's not, you know, like I said, it's basically a dye stain, so it's not rocket science to get it out. And you know, spray tans happen.
Yeah,
this is a thing.
Yeah.
So this is a good time for us to take a quick break. Matt, Jai, and I will be right back with more about, well, like bachelor party woes, I guess. Matt has sworn that he has some story for me. No, we're gonna come back and we're gonna talk about you know, what to do when you're not in your own home and you've made a mess that needs to be cleaned up. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Jaya Saxena and Matt Lipchansky. We've been talking about
drill dos.
You know, excuse me.
You're just thinking about drill dos, and you got really excited.
Drill do over here. You guys asked me about cleaning the drill do. You know, the problem is that I can't tell you how to clean the drill do because I don't know what material the dildo itself was made out of.
Yeah.
Because the way that you clean sex toys is really very much based on
that material.
I bet you just take some of the sex toy cleaner and you like fill a pint glass with it and just stick it in and start and just like...
Like a blender?
Kind of like a blender.
Like a magic bullet?
Yeah.
Yes. Correct.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I hope that's how they're cleaned.
I'm an innovator.
I'm going to believe that.
Take it from me, a big slob.
Is it possible that would short out the drill though?
No, because it's not the cleaner? I want to put the drill part in there.
Just the dildo part.
Yeah.
How much of the drill is going inside of you at that moment? Like, I hope
no,
none.
I think none of the drill goes. I think it's just the dildo part.
Yeah.
I hope.
It spins pretty fast, I'm going to say. It scared me. I'm not easily... No, I am easily scared. I'm terrified of everything. Who the hell am I talking about?
When you say
I just can't wait.
Like...
Matt, they're going to a bachelor party later this month. Next month.
It's at the end of July.
So you get to try this out.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring my own drill and dill.
Do you want me to ask this guy what service they hired? So that you can hire your own self-tannered up drildo lady?
Yeah, absolutely. But okay. I'm going to shock everyone at the party with my cool trick, which is how to get Tanner off of a blanket.
Hey, guys, look what I can do.
Hey, guys, I was a one-month resident co-host of a cleaning podcast. I got this. And they're all going to be like, wow, that person is so smart.
Okay, Matt, you promised me that you had a story about making a mess in an Airbnb. Because I want to give you guys this. Look, the reason I picked this question is because of the drill. Don't let me completely fucking level with you guys.
Let's just all say it together once, one last time. Just one, two.
Drildo.
It's the new cellar door.
It feels fun to say, doesn't it?
It's cellar door for 2018.
Yes.
Drildo.
Summer is really, I think, the time when people are, you know, like renting, you know, weekend houses with their friends and, you know, going to bachelor parties and weddings where you're getting Airbnbs and like, shit happens.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, spills happen and then you're like, oh my God, my security deposit's gone and I already... spent all this money to be at this wedding I didn't want to be at anyway. And not that anyone has ever thought that about a wedding. I just thought like giving you guys, like arming you with some tips so that like you don't, please email me at 1:17 a.m. anytime. I'm always happy and blessed for the 1:17 a.m. emails, truly. But like, I don't want you guys like stuck waiting for the response from me that might not come. I want to arm you with knowledge. Knowledge is power, blah, blah, blah. So Matt's going to tell the story and then I'm going to give you guys some tips.
I apologize in advance. For how truly disgusting it is.
I'm so excited.
You mentioned that, like, oh, like, we're talking about Airbnbs, and I was like, oh, I have a grotesque story.
Yes. I mean, listen, also, how long have you known me? The grosser, the better. You know I love gross.
I know you love it.
Everyone listening to the show. I mean, like, at this stage in the game, people wouldn't be listening if they weren't here for the gross.
That's
yeah.
a really good point. Yeah. Okay, so, it was 3 years ago, I broke my collarbone at a bicycle accident.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes.
And you sent me a question that I answered in my Ask a Clean Person column about your sling.
Oh, yeah. Yes. My sling was nasty because it was summer and I'm very sweaty and I sleep very hot. I wake up and I get real nasty in there. Anyways. So I broke my collarbone. Like the next week, me and Jaya and Jaya's mom and stepsister were all going to Paris because Jaya's stepsister graduated college. We all went. They went and I went a week later and I'm still in the sling and I'm like fresh off surgery. And I'm on a plane for like how many, 5-6 hours alone. And I get to Paris. And then it's at this point, it's just me and Jaya in the Airbnb in Paris. And I wake up in the middle of the night and there's blood fucking everywhere.
Oh, no.
Like everywhere. And I'm like, as an anxious slob, Airbnbs are a very fraught situation.
And, like, you should host a podcast called Anxious Slop.
It's going to be your competitor. Ask an anxious slop. And my answer is always burn the building down and start a new life in a new country.
Tim Herrera, the last new dad, was threatening that he was going to start his own podcast about cleaning, and the answer to everything was just going to be throw it away and get a new one. And I was like, no. Actually, we already tried that on this show, and it didn't work.
Yep.
Don't bother, buddy. Also, I'll kill you.
So I wake up and there is blood just all over the place. Just so much blood.
Oh, it
turns out my stitches ripped open.
Yeah.
I found out when I got back to America that it was infected. I had to get surgery again. Yeah. And carried around a bag of my own blood with silica gel in it so it wouldn't slosh around for about a month and a half.
Oh.
It was like a wound vacuum, which is a crazy thing. But for the next, like, 3 nights, I woke up just blood everywhere, and we just kept we just kept buying gauze at the pharmacy, and just like stuffing it in there. It was nasty and awful, and just like I just woke up for like this entire vacation getting blood everywhere. And we were in a hotel room in Amsterdam, so that was fine because who cares?
Because it's a hotel, right?
A hotel. Yeah. They've seen everything, but this is like somebody's apartment, and I've gotten blood all over their down pillows.
Oh, God.
Thank God there was a washer dryer in the apartment and basic laundry supplies. So there was a lot of like just sort of immediate soaking and rubbing with whatever soap-ish thing was around. Also, everything was in French. So this was like another problem.
Hydrogen peroxide.
I realize we should have called Jolene.
I know. I don't know why
we
didn't.
We were friends. Yeah, I remember all of it.
I know.
I don't know why we didn't. I think I was prideful that I was like, no, I can solve it on my own, even though I never can.
Yeah.
But like
I think,
you know, right, you're rifling through French supplies and you're like, which of these is the equivalent of the thing that I know?
Yeah.
And ultimately, we sort of figured out some of the pillowcases still had like a bit of maybe like a light brown tint on them, but for the most part, everything was okay.
Yeah, but they were like, we left some stains in that place and just got at, literally left the country.
Yep.
But like in a situation where there's not a washer dryer in the unit and like cleaning supplies, what the hell is one to do when they bleed everywhere?
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's tricky. And I love that story because I have to say, you guys, I actually this is the first time I'm hearing that story. They didn't tell me. They only teed up that Matt had a story about being gross in an Airbnb.
Yeah.
And that was it. So like, I didn't even know how good that was going to be for what I want to talk about, which that is a perfect story. Like that stuff happens. Like, I mean, for women, like you get your period unexpectedly, especially when you're traveling and you get like thrown off and oh my God, the sheets, like blah, blah, blah. So you guys actually did exactly what I would have told people to do, which is like, first of all, go find out what you've got available. Even if it's in French, like just go hunting
find
around.
Find a thing that looks like soap or spray or I don't know.
Yeah.
Your vacation becomes an RPG. You're like, inventory, please.
And I'll say this is that like, you know, you can't always anticipate that there are going to be like laundry supplies or anything, but every Airbnb should have dish soap.
Yes.
Okay. And if they don't, they should have some bar soap somewhere around. Like soap. You want to get some soap. Soap is going to basically take out almost every stain in the book except turmeric is giant. I have found out. If you can like get your hands on dish soap, bar soap, hand soap, liquid laundry detergent. If there's only powdered laundry detergent, dilute it in some water. Boom. Liquid. Like, you know, just like figure out what you've got. Rubbing alcohol also is a great stain remover for all kinds of things. And in a lot of Airbnbs, you probably are going to be able to find a bottle of rubbing alcohol, like in an old medicine cabinet somewhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another thing to look for is first aid kits. If you can't find like any cleaning supplies, first aid kits usually have, alcohol prep pads in them.
Oh,
that's not going to help for like the vast swath of blood that Matt was leaving all over the place.
I woke up and I thought I had murdered someone in my sleep. I'm trying not to be too gross, but there was a lot of blood.
Oh, God, you poor thing. I'm so sorry.
It's not my
happened.
Favorite way to spend a vacation.
No,
it was very funny because I woke up to you freaking out over the blood. I had not woken up and seen this myself.
Mm.
I just woke up to Matt getting out of the bed and running into the bathroom and I was left to be like, what's happening here? Oh, hey, look at all these stains.
Matt got his period.
Out of my shoulder.
Unexpectedly in the middle of the night. Oh, that'll happen on. So if you can find for smaller stains, obviously, rubbing alcohol prep pads are great. Another one that's really great for stain removal generally is lemon juice and salt. So if you're in, what's the place in Italy that's famous for the lemons? Positano? I think it's Positano.
I'm just doing the Italian hand gesture, trying to think, being like, a lemon.
If you can just go out back and pluck some lemons off the lemon tree. Which the thing is actually, like, I'm laughing about that, but I actually have stayed in an Airbnb in LA that had lemon trees in the backyard.
Oh, so, my
like,
God.
It's sometimes, like, luck is on your side. lemon juice and salt is great. So the thing is that once you found those products, right, they're not going to just magically do the work for you. You're going to have to put in a little bit of extra work into them. I like bang on about this all the time, but really flushing stained items with water is like wildly, wildly effective, much more so than it should be. if you've got something that's oversized, like sheets, go ahead and just soak them, throw them in the bathtub, throw them in the kitchen sink, like whatever you can find if you don't have laundering facilities. And then you can kind of get in there and do like a little, apply some soap of whatever sort you find and rub the stains together. And I'm doing the fucking charades again.
It's very instructive for me personally.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. The co-hosts love it because they see it. No one else does. Those are just some things to think about when you don't have a lot of options. One other thing to mention that has a high concentration of alcohol in it is hand sanitizer. And especially when we travel, a lot of people carry hand sanitizer with them. And so that's great. Again, it's not going to solve, a fully, Julius Caesar'd sheet sitch. But for smaller stains, hand sanitizer is great because it does have a lot of rubbing alcohol in it. One last thing to say about this before we wrap up and we go chip chat.
Yeah.
The one thing I do really want you guys to do is, I mean, I want you to do this all the time, but I live here in the real world with you and I know that you're not, and that's okay. Makes the baby Jolie cry, but that's all right. But this is really crucial when you're in a rented home or a place where you've got a security deposit down or like a friend's home or something like this. Test any product that you're going to use on an inconspicuous spot before you go like full whole hog, because sometimes you can end up causing more damage with a product. I mean, look, dish soap, liquid laundry detergent, lemon juice, hand sanitizer, all those things are probably going to be fine on almost anything. But like, better be safe, since you've already made a damn mess. Don't make it worse.
So you don't get a call later from the owner. It's like, why is my sheet covered in blood and lemons?
Well, yeah. It smells lovely, but it looks like hell. Yeah. So that's just my last little tip for you guys. And on that note, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I feel like I might have done better at keeping the show tighter.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You did it.
And now we can all get drilled out.
We're going to get drilled. We're going to get drilled out in chip chat. It's going to be great. I'm so excited for it. Giant Matt, thank you. Welcome to your residency. I'm very excited to have you here. We're going to have a really, really fun month. If you guys like what you heard today, please consider, if you heard the word drill dough 69 times, why would you not have loved to hear today? Please consider becoming a patron and listening to Chip Chat by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.